Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to this exciting teleclass. In my internet adventures, because I write articles at easyinarticles.com, I came across a really exciting article and I was very impressed about it. It was written by Portia Parker. Let me see if I can pronounce these letters, CPCELIMP. She is the founder and Millennium Performance Advisor at Fly High Coaching and Millennial Performance Institute at www.fly-highcoaching.com and www.millennialpie.com. You will find all the descriptions in the description of this call. So if you go to Blog Talk Radio and have a look at the description of this call, you can certainly contact her. She helps professionals to reduce stress in their working lives. And as you know, I'm the EFT master at EFTscripts.com. I've got a program called Confidence. It's about confidence at work, confidence in all situations. And I really like to encourage people to remove the blocks in their way. So it's so exciting because Portia can give you strategies to release stress, strategies to manage stress. And what I do is remove the emotional blocks that are in the way. And so together today, what we're going to do is we work out a stress buster mini plan for your professional success so you can soar and achieve your goals. So what I would say to you right now is get a pen and paper. If you're listening to a recording of the call, put it on pause. Get a pen and paper. I know it's a little bit old-fashioned and we put stuff on an electronic device of some sort. But trust me, just go get a pen and paper or a pencil and paper or something. And also be prepared to do some tapping. If you don't know tapping or EFT, again, stop this call and go and get my free guide. You can get it at the top right of www.eft-scripts.com. And you just subscribe to the newsletter. You can unsubscribe straight away if you want to. Then click on the link when you get that, and then that automatically delivers the free EFT how-to. You can quickly read through it, learn the tapping points, and be able to understand and follow what we're doing. Otherwise, I'll just give you a very quick demonstration during the call anyway. So when you're ready, listen in and join us. And for those of you joining us live, thank you so very much. It's wonderful to be there with you. Portia, hello.
Hi, Suzanne. I am so excited to be here. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Fantastic. Yes. I was impressed about your article on young professionals and stress, and I feel that it can really actually apply to any age professionals, and I wonder if you can give us the main points of advice that you give in that article to help professionals to de-stress whatever their age.
You know, you're absolutely right, Suzanne. I've shared these same strategies with clients of all ages. The first point is to be present at work. If your job is the main source of stress, you are not alone. Work is a somewhat or significant stressor for the majority of people. When I work with clients one-on-one, we go and get to the root of any issues they have with their job and focus on finding their ideal career. This usually starts with concentrating on being present at work. taking a job one day at a time while considering what you are learning can help you prepare for the next opportunity. The second is to stay well rested. Did you know that many people report having lain awake at night in the past month due to stress? Getting enough sleep and being rested is vital if you want to reach your optimal performance level and feel your best. So what is your sleeping environment like? If you are within arm's reach of your cell phone, tablet, or laptop, I challenge you to change that for 1 week. Just see what happens. Clearing your mind of distractions and possible interruptions can help you sleep better. Finally, focus on being a friend first. Understand the importance of giving. Are you being a good friend or family member to others before you expect anything back? A lot of people report experiencing irritability or anger due to stress. If improving your relationships with others is something you are interested in, ask yourself, how am I showing up? If you are irritable or angry, others have probably noticed. Remember that you have a choice of what you experience at all times.
Absolutely. It is about choice, and a lot of people don't realize that they have choices. So this brings me to another area, because whatever, you know, obviously somebody could be working in a corporate environment, somebody could be working for themselves. So what are the main areas of stress for someone working in a corporate environment, and what are the main areas of stress for somebody working for themselves?
Mm-hmm. Professionals in a corporate environment tend to be stressed by factors like communicating with their boss and colleagues, meeting company-imposed deadlines, ensuring that projects are a success despite unexpected events, and maintaining work-life balance. Those who are self-employed tend to be stressed by getting new clients, generating the income they want, growing their business, and feeling supported by friends and family. In general, a lot of corporate professionals believe their stress and overwhelm comes from external circumstances at their job or in their life. And those who are self-employed usually see their stress as focused inward and can start believing that there is something wrong with them or that they are in some way inadequate.
How very interesting. So one is outwards, one is inwards. That is just so true, isn't it? It's just such a different way of looking at it. But it's, now that you say it, it's so obvious. It's really obvious. Yeah, it's very interesting. Thank you. So what strategies would you advise for each of these professionals, such as employed by a firm and self-employed, in order to cope with stress? What would you advise them to do in order to cope with stress and you know, just simple things that they can put in place?
Yeah, sure. For people who are employed by a company, it's really important to only focus on the things you can control. Those things like your attitude, productivity, and work performance. This helps to shape your experience. Many people waste a lot of time and energy worrying about projects of other coworkers, wondering what their boss is thinking or planning to do in the future, and office politics and gossip. Those topics are out of your control and usually become a source of frustration. For those who are self-employed, Yeah, it's really important to have a schedule and a business plan. Without those things, a lot of people feel lost and have no sense of direction. Taking the time to focus and stick to the items on your schedule is also important for reaching your business goals. And for all working professionals, it's important to take regular breaks. Many people push through tasks when they are feeling drained and have no energy. And this is actually one of the worst things you can do. Your performance is influenced by how you feel and your environment. Also, you should use your vacation time. Many employees are afraid that using their vacation time will result in a large workload when they return to work or give the impression that they aren't dedicated to their job. Taking days off can help improve your productivity and your overall level of happiness. So your mind and body will thank you for the break.
That's a very nice statement. My mind and body will thank me for the break. And that is so true, so very, very, very true. A lot of times we push ourselves waiting, you know, hoping for that promotion. Especially women do that. Women think if they work extra hard, they will magically get a promotion. Whereas that's not the way it really works in the corporate world. Sometimes people working for themselves, you mentioned business plan. Mm-hmm. And I know with a lot of people that are working for themselves, they haven't been trained. Somewhere in their training, there wasn't sufficient training on how to make a business plan, how to put it together. And if I were to go back in time myself, I would go back to professionals in my field and say, okay, well, can you help me put a business plan together if I pay you for one session, for example, and do that for a few people? And asking for help that way is good because, like you said, people who are self-employed end up sort of blaming themselves and taking it all inwards, whereas really it could be just simply lack of knowledge. You know, business plan, ooh, scary thing. It is a scary thing if you don't know how to do it. Which is, So what strategies would you advise people in order to prevent the stress in the first place? What do you think?
Okay. You were reaching and touching on it in what you were saying, but your surroundings play a big part in your mood and willingness to follow through. So ask yourself, are you working in a stressful environment? So having random stuff hanging around everywhere is a major distraction. This prevents you from finding what you want when you need it to get things done quickly. So if you can't easily find what you're looking for without navigating around piles of clutter, then it would be wise to clean up. Time management is one of the most common challenges today, and it comes up regularly when I work with my clients. Eliminating distractions to reclaim your time and maximize the amount of things you can get done. So efficient time management skills are necessary for anyone who wants to reach their goals while living a balanced life. You can also prevent a lot of stress by leaving work at the office. So don't check work emails or take calls if it isn't an emergency. If you are a salaried employee and you're expected to be available after hours, then just that one time to check email and stick to it. The idea is to not be constantly preoccupied with your job.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that is so true. And do you know, it's only that could have been, that was me last year. I would take calls on my day off. I would do this on my day off. And now not even just on my day off, on my breaks. After working hours, my phone is off. And it's amazing how different you feel. You just, it's like your whole body relaxes. Everywhere, your shoulders, your back, everything relaxes. And you're finding yourself smiling instead of that. It's just so interesting. Thank you so much. So what I would like to do, as you were talking, I've highlighted some of your best, what I found your best advice. And I would like to do a little positive tapping to feel happy about implementing these strategies with ease. Tapping is a fairly new thing, and it goes very well with coaching. So somebody who's, for example, seeing a coach about something like putting things in place might find that they want to put those things in place and then get stuck because when they were 5 years old, something happened and gave them a belief that they mustn't put those things in place or whatever. And so tapping releases those. And a little bit of positive tapping is a great introduction for anyone. And also if somebody's busy and they don't really want to get into the nitty-gritty and the stuff that they've carried from the past. And this is a great way just to move forward and open our minds to moving forward. So what I would like to suggest that I do some tapping and then you tap after me and you repeat the words that I'm saying. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Fantastic. Okay. So for those of you, I keep saying for those of you as if like I'm talking to a whole load of people, whereas I know you yourself are listening to me. Yes, you. And you are listening to Portia, and you are the person that I'm talking to, not a general audience out there. So just for you, if you don't know tapping, then it's a very, very simple tapping point that you can tap on continuously as we do this. And that at the bottom of your neck, there is a V or a U. There are two bones that kind of stick out either side of your collarbone as it sort of goes towards the middle of your neck. If you put your finger in the middle, you can kind of reach off of that and feel like this. That's what I'm talking about. Either side of it, there are two bones. And you can, with your fingers, just tap. I hope you can hear me. I'm tapping extra hard so that you can hear me, so that you'll know what it might sound like if you're tapping on the right place. I don't want anyone to give themselves bruises. So you can tap on that point continuously or just tap on all the points that I direct you to tap on as we go on. Okay, so tap on the top of the head with me. Or you can tap continuously on what's called the collarbone point, which is at the bottom of the neck, and repeat after me as you tap. I take one day at a time.
I take one day at a time.
On the eyebrow, I enjoy what I am learning.
I enjoy what I'm learning.
Side of the eye. It's okay for me to rest.
It's okay for me to rest.
Under the eye. I clear my mind of work before I go to sleep.
I clear my mind of work before I go to sleep.
And stay under the eye and keep tapping with me as I describe a scenario to you. A lot of people, especially in winter, for example, they may wear slippers at home. Or they may be wearing their normal clothes and they change into pajamas or a nightie or sleep without clothes or an underwear, whatever. Or women take their makeup off, I hope anyway, for the good of the skin, before they go to sleep. People who wear glasses or contact lenses would usually take those off before they go to sleep. You know, we can take something off and put it on the table next to our bed. And it's just nice to think of taking off any stress that's worrying us before we go to sleep, and just take it out of our heads and put it on the bedside table, and it can wait there, you know, till we're ready to wear it in the morning. That's fine, you know. We can let it go completely, or we can just put it on the bedside table. So, tap under the nose and repeat after me. I clear my mind of distractions and interruptions.
I clear my mind of distractions and interruptions.
On the chin, I take one day at a time.
I take one day at a time.
On the collarbone, I enjoy focusing on being a friend first.
I enjoy focusing on being a friend first.
Under the arm, I enjoy my friendships.
I enjoy my friendships.
On top of the head, if there's nothing I can do about a deadline, there's nothing I can do about a deadline.
If there's nothing I can do about it, then there's nothing I can do about it.
On the eyebrow, I do my best to follow deadlines, and my best is good enough.
I do my best to follow deadlines, and my best is good enough.
Side of the eye, I can be pleasantly surprised how I'll be meeting my deadlines.
I can be pleasantly surprised how I'll be meeting my deadlines.
Under the eye, despite any unexpected events, I will meet my deadlines with ease.
Despite any unexpected events, I will meet my deadlines with ease.
Under the nose, I attract new clients and promotions and everything that I deserve.
I attract new clients and promotions and anything I desire.
I deserve and I want. On the chin, I attract the income that I want.
Income that I want.
On the collarbone, I choose to have a work-life balance.
I choose to have a work-life balance.
Under the arm. And that's okay.
And that's okay.
And on top of your head, I focus on the things that I can control.
I focus on the things that I can control.
On the eyebrow, I have a schedule and a business plan.
I have a schedule and a business plan.
Side of the eye. Or I have a plan for how I will proceed in my job.
I have a plan for how I will proceed in my job.
Under the eye. I take regular breaks. They will help me.
I take regular breaks. They will help me.
Under the nose. I take vacations. They will help me too.
I take vacations. They will help me too.
On the chin, my mind and body will thank me for this break.
My mind and body will thank me for this break.
On the collarbone, I release any clutter.
I release any clutter.
Under the arm, I reclaim my time.
I reclaim my time.
On top of the head, I give myself time for enjoyment.
I give myself time for enjoyment.
On the eyebrow, I take one day at a time.
I take one day at a time.
Side of the eye. I trust that everything will fall into place for me.
I trust that everything will fall into place for me.
Under the eye, and if I need more advice, I can always contact Portia to help me.
And if I need more advice, I can always contact Portia to help me.
That's true, isn't it?
It's very true.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tapping with me. It's always a great experience to sort of introduce people to tapping, or maybe you've met it before. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice when we think about the things that we can implement. We start thinking about them, and we release any blocks in our path to doing them. So we've got a couple of minutes left, and I just wanted to give you everything that Portia and I could give you, and we perhaps I got a little bit too excited. So let me quickly give you Portia's contact details again. And again, if you go to the Blog Talk Radio link where this call is, you can contact us there. Just very quickly, what's the quickest way that people can contact you?
Yes, they can go to my website, which is www.fly-high-coaching.com. And they can see more information about what we talked about in terms of stress, and there's a contact form on there as well.
Excellent. And as people know, I'm at EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT-scripts.com. And if you do /confidence-EFT, you will get all the things about removing blocks to following your best plan for your business success. And Portia, I just cannot thank you enough. We're running out of time, and I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'll say goodbye to you and goodbye to you listening in, and I hope that this has been useful.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Okay then, thank you so much, and next time.